Lots of startups seem to have toxic cultures. That is not okay. But do female CEOs get called out for it more often? From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech, Demystifying the Digital Economy. I'm Molly Wood. Earlier this week, Steph Pori resigned as CEO of the trendy luggage company Away after a report on the company's toxic workplace culture. Recently, there have been several negative stories about female CEOs. At the period underwear startup Thinks, parenting benefits company Clio, and the bra company Third Love. Now other female founders are wondering, where are all the stories about toxic workplaces run by men? Because startup culture is kind of legendarily bad. Sarah Muscoff is CEO and co-founder of the childcare startup Winnie. She wrote a piece in TechCrunch called The Inevitable Takedown of the Female CEO. She says the negative coverage of female CEOs compared to their male counterparts is noticeably disproportionate.
So overall, I'm super glad that, you know, we're starting to question some of these practices that I think have been common so long in startups. And we're holding startups and tech companies to a higher standard. But I also want to make sure that this questioning is being applied across the board to all companies. There was a recent report that came out that 2.8% of venture capital goes to female-founded and led companies. And that's actually an all-time high this year. So in other words, you'd expect that 2.8% of startups, you know, exposed for having these toxic work environments would be female-founded and female-led. And that isn't true if you look at kind of a lot of the companies in the news. So we have to do a much better job of exposing bad male-led workplaces, and especially before they get to be, you know, the size of Uber. You shouldn't be able to get away with this kind of behavior for a decade and then walk away with billions of dollars.
Yeah, let's talk about startup culture specifically for a minute. You know, I had a female founder say to me, we're all texting these articles to each other, you know, about Thinks and Clio and Third Love and Away. And we're thinking that at least some of the things in here could easily apply to me. Because on some level, at least the work part, the demanding part, the long hours, that's just sort of considered table stakes for working at a startup, right?
Yeah, it is. And I'm glad, you know, we're starting to question whether that is table stakes. We have for a long time at Winnie said that isn't table stakes, that actually you can get more out of people by having them work fewer hours and treating them like adults and giving them flexibility to have families. I did kind of chuckle to myself. One of the things, you know, mentioned in the latest piece was 3 a.m. Slack messages. And I'm commonly on Slack at 3 a.m. while breastfeeding my daughter. But I make sure to kind of explicitly state, like, no one should feel the need to respond to this until they're working. But that is part of having flexibility.
Do you think that the environment that you're describing, do you think that that just keeps more women from wanting to found companies in the first place?
I do think it definitely does hurt women when they see this kind of news in the press. It doesn't mean we shouldn't expose these bad companies, but we should also expose and promote companies and models for starting companies who don't look like Steve Jobs and Elon Musk and Travis Kalanick. Like, let's start to share the stories of women who are mothers who are building companies at the same time as they're building their families and have great work-life balance. Let's show more examples of Katrina Lake with her child IPOing. Those are the kind of positive examples that I think really help make women feel like they can do this too. And so part of me writing the piece is I feel like I owe it to other female founders and other women who are contemplating starting companies to show them that it is absolutely possible and that there's a model for this that doesn't have to look like the male founders that are these dictators that are creating these toxic environments. We can do things differently and we should do things differently.
Sarah Muscoff is CEO and co-founder of the childcare startup Winnie. She wrote a piece in TechCrunch called The Inevitable Takedown of the Female CEO. And now for some related links. You can read Muscoff's piece, as well as the original article about Away's Steph Pori in The Verge, over at our website, marketplacetech.org. I've also included the stories about Third Love, Thinx, and Cleo. And listen, I hear you. This is a polarizing topic because, yes, the behavior in some of these stories is really terrible, and no one is trying to excuse that. But by these standards, Jeff Bezos, Elon Musk, Adam Neumann from WeWork, Travis Kalanick skated right under the radar and still do. It also reminds me a bit of Marissa Meyer back in the day. She became CEO of Yahoo, but got this endless barrage of criticism for being a tough manager and for her clothes and for failing to turn around Yahoo after a string of male CEOs had also failed to turn around Yahoo. The problem really becomes one of nuance. It's hard to tell what's really bad, like abusive conduct and poor management, when, as Muskoff put it, it gets buried under irrelevant gender details, and the microscope isn't focused equally across an industry. I also included a link to a very interesting Twitter thread that includes anonymous venture capitalists and founders commenting on the story about Away with things they didn't want to say in public. Lots of founders in BC said there were obviously clear problems with management, which is true. More importantly, many noted it's just bad business to treat people that way. But like I said, this idea of the constant hustle, the long work hours, pushing people past their limits, that is actually revered in startup culture. And at least one venture capitalist responded to the thread with this, quote, "Many VCs are reading it and recognizing the culture as one they would love to see across their portfolio." I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
Hey, everyone. It's Rima Khreis, host of This Is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This Is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.